It is Monday best, not Sunday best. One day I will stop pushing for shows to be named after dates. Days more accurately, which will mean that we've got far greater consistency. The Absolute Chaos, the Friday show, recorded and often released on a Thursday, used to cause, is hard to put into words, and now we've got Sunday best graduating its way along towards Monday best. Naming shows is exceptionally difficult. What are you meant to call it? The one after all the games have been played, but Liverpool's one hasn't. Doesn't seem to make any real sense, but that's what this one is. It is the one after all the games have been played, but Liverpool's one hasn't. We will talk about the games that have been played and the way in which it changes the picture for Liverpool and maybe for another Merseyside club, and I'm not talking about Prescott Cables. We will work all the way through those games and we will chat away. I've got Adam Smith, I've got Carl Kopak, and I've got Mike Kearney joining us to go through the bits and pieces that matter over the weekend. And the first one that mattered, Carl, in all directions really, was Aston Villa versus Newcastle. I think it's worth pointing out the scope of Villa's win. It's a 3-0 win against a team that had only lost three league games prior to kickoff. A side that didn't really look like it had getting whacked in it, I think is an important thing. And looking at the highlights on Match of the Day, I didn't watch the game, I'll be honest on this one. I didn't watch it. I watched the highlights on Match of the Day, and it looked like Villa absolutely marmalised them as well.
Yeah, absolutely destroyed them. And it was a coupon buster. Let me just leave that there straight away. Thanks for that, lads. Weekend's betting over immediately. Cheers. I didn't see that coming at all. They're a really weird side, Villa, I think, because, you know, they'll beat Chelsea, and then if they get battered 4-0 by Bournemouth, I don't even think about it again. It's just, they're just like, not unlike Chelsea, in fact. They're a really weird side. And it's sort of, I think like most people, I had the sort of, ooh, Newcastle have lost, and then looked at the league table and thought, oh yeah, all right. Doesn't really affect us in many ways. It might do eventually, you never know. But